This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme, from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. In this installment, 20,500 crore rupees will be disbursed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across country under the 20th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Varanasi today. PM will also inaugurate key infrastructure projects including the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi-Bhadohi road and Chitauni-Shul-Tankeswar road and a railway overbridge at Hardatpur to ease traffic on the Mohansarai-Adalpura road. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the smart distribution project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM will also inaugurate the redevelopment of 8 riverfront and lay the foundation stone for water purification and maintenance work at various kunds along with the installation of 4 floating pujan platforms. Under the Jal Jeevan Mission, 47 rural drinking water schemes will also be inaugurated. In addition, Varanasi MP will also launch several new projects related to education, healthcare, tourism and cultural heritage. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has informed that 73 major stations facing rush situations will have a station director empowered to take on-the-spot decongesting decisions during the festive rush. Mr. Vaishnav stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. He said, Railways will enhance crowd management with wider footover bridges and creation of permanent holding areas outside the stations. He informed that the pilot project for holding areas is in progress at 5 stations. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed in an ongoing encounter with the security forces in the Akal Devsar area of Kulgam district this morning. The encounter began last evening after specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. The joint operation was launched by the Army, J&K Police and the CRPF. Intermittent and intense firefight continued through the night. In Jammu and Kashmir, a sub-divisional magistrate and his son were killed while his wife and two others were wounded when a boulder hit the vehicle they were travelling in Riasi district. Police said the incident occurred Thursday night in the Saluk Ikhtar Nala area when Rajinder Singh Rana was on his way to his native village Patian from Dharmamari with his family. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar. Heavy rainfall is likely over Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. US President Donald Trump has said that he has ordered 2 nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions in response to remarks by former Russian president and current deputy head of Russia Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. He did not reveal where the 2 submarines were being deployed in keeping with US military protocol. The move comes after Mr. Medvedev recently threatened the US in response to President Trump's ultimatums to Moscow to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face tough sanctions. In cricket, India will resume their second innings against host England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India was 75 for 2 yesterday at stumps with a lead of 52 runs. At the crease, Yashasvi Jaiswal stands unbeaten on 51, joined by Akashdeep, who is on 4. Earlier, England's first innings finished at 247, giving them a narrow 223-run lead. In badminton, Indian star shuttlers are set to compete for a spot in the finals of the Macau Open today. India's Lakshya Sen will be up against 5th seed Alvi Farhan of Indonesia, while Tarun Manipali will take on Malaysia's Justin Ho in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.